Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Monday, June 21st, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the Polk County Sheriff's Office Traffic Unit is investigating a multi-vehicle crash that occurred around 2:15 a.m. yesterday morning, June 20th, on Ellis Avenue just east of Park Street in unincorporated Lakeland, which resulted in the death of 22-year-old Teresa Hammond of Lakeland. Hammond was a passenger of a 2003 gray Ford Focus. According to the preliminary information, the Ford Focus, with its lights turned off, was parked in the north side lane of Ellis Avenue and was facing east. 23-year-old Marquis Westbrooks of Tampa was sitting in the driver's seat of the vehicle. Hammond was sitting in the front passenger seat. 54-year-old Lisa Breeding of Lakeland was driving a 2001 gray Buick Century. Breeding was traveling westbound on Ellis Avenue at a high rate of speed when her Buick Century hit the front passenger side of the Ford Focus. The impact caused the Ford Focus to spin counterclockwise in a northwestward direction and hit an unoccupied 2016 black Ford Dart, which was parked in a driveway. Hammond was partially ejected from the vehicle. As Breeding's car continued to travel in a southwestward direction, it hit an unoccupied 2009 gray Chevrolet Malibu, which was parked in a neighboring driveway. The impact caused the Malibu to hit an unoccupied and parked 2007 white Nissan Murano, also in a neighboring driveway. Hammond died at the scene. Westbrooks sustained non-life-threatening injuries and was transported to a local hospital. He is in stable condition, and neither of them were wearing seatbelts at the time of the crash. Breeding sustained minor injuries and was treated at the scene. She was wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash. The roadway was closed approximately 4 hours during the investigation, which is ongoing. Your local events: the Hardy County 4-H will have an open house on Thursday, August 26th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Hardy County Civic Center. 4-H is an informal, fun, and educational youth program sponsored through the University of Florida in Hardy County. Drop by the open house and meet the club leaders and see the exciting activities they have planned for this coming year. For more information, you can call Jose or Sarah at 863-773-2164. Your jobs here in the area: Goodwill, Minnesota is looking for a retail store manager. A high school diploma or GED and 2 years of retail management experience are preferred. Lakeside Neurologic is looking for a gate guard. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. And One Hope United is looking for a child welfare case manager. Certification is preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father.
First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 88 degrees out, feels like 99 in intermittent clouds with a 7% chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 8, very high. Wind south at 6 miles an hour with gusts up to 8. Humidity is extremely humid, 61%. Dew point 73, the cloud cover 70%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 19,400 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:28 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, the numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming west in the afternoon. Chance of rain 70%, heat index values up to 106. Tonight, mostly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, lows in the mid-70s. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, the numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon, and a 60% chance of rain. And Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the lower 70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour with a 30% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries is now accepting applications for two annual programs which recognize and celebrate family farms that have impacted Alabama history and agriculture. AlphaFarmers.org reports Century and Heritage Farm and Bicentennial Farm program applications are due August 27th. Historical evidence from the application, such as photos, deeds, or records, will be preserved at the state archives. You can access applications at agi.alabama.gov under the Forms tab. USDA continues its rollout of aid to segments of the ag industry impacted by the pandemic. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack tells AgWeb.com it's about bringing additional aid to ag producers and businesses as part of the USDA's Pandemic Assistance for Producers Initiative. Vilsack says this new round of funds will focus on a number of gaps and disparities in previous rounds of aid, including relief for dairy farmers, specialty crop growers, biofuel, and livestock producers. The USDA will begin work on three proposed rules to support enforcement of the Packers and Stockyards Act. That's the 100-year-old law originally designed to protect poultry and hog farmers and cattle ranchers from unfair, deceptive, and anti-competitive practices. The first proposal is a rule that provides greater clarity to strengthen enforcement. Second, a poultry grower tournament system rule. And third, a rule that clarifies you don't need to demonstrate harm to competition in order to bring action.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The recent high-profile cyberhacking events against the giant JBS Meatpacking Corporation and Colonial Pipeline have raised levels of urgency with agriculture officials across the Southeast and nationwide. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told a Senate hearing the agriculture industry is indeed vulnerable to cyberhacking, but there is work being done to shore up defenses.
The first order of business, I think, is to make sure that everyone in the food industry and food business understands the steps that they need to take to harden their systems. We're going to convene food groups to essentially make sure they understand and appreciate precisely what is required. Secondly, we'll be more than happy to cooperate with any legal investigation.
Vilsack said, due to the concentration of the meatpacking industry, one attack can cause widespread and devastating impacts on the food supply chain. He said the USDA is going to come up with a very creative way to significantly expand processing capacity in the U.S. A group believed to be the Reveal cyber gang hit several JBS servers supporting North American and Australian IT systems over Memorial Day weekend. And according to ThreatPost, experts believe the attack on JBS could have had a ripple effect and could have had downstream effect on the food supply chain. The company paid $11 million to regain control of its systems.
Tune in to Tennessee August 10th through 12th, 2021 for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks fell broadly on Wall Street, sending the S&P 500 to its worst weekly loss since February. The index fell 1.3% and gave back 1.9% over the course of the week. Banks and other stocks that soared earlier this year on expectations for the economy and inflation were among the biggest losers. Investors are still recalibrating their moves after the Federal Reserve signaled this week that it may raise rates sooner than expected. Short-term Treasury yields continued to spurt higher. The Dow dropped 533 points today, closing at 33,290. The NASDAQ lost 131 to 14,030. The S&P 500 off 55 points to 4,166. New York oil rose 60 cents to $71.64 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Under a minute to go, and right now it's the Hawks leading the 76ers 96-92. This is a winner take all. That series tied at 3 in the Eastern semifinals. Meanwhile, Devin Booker had 40 points, 13 boards, and 11 assists for his first career triple-double, and the Phoenix Suns overcame Chris Paul's absence to beat the Clippers 121-14 in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. In baseball, one game in interleague play Sunday. That was Cleveland beating Pittsburgh 2-1. In the American League, it was the Yankees 2-1 over Oakland, Toronto 7-4 over Baltimore. Houston beats the White Sox 8-2. Twins beat the Rangers 4-2. The Kansas City Royals top the Red Sox 7-3. Seattle beats Tampa Bay 6-2. Detroit 5-3 over the L.A. Angels. Meanwhile, in the senior circuit, Washington beat the Mets 5-2 this afternoon. This is SRN Sports. Other baseball finals, St. Louis 9-1 over Atlanta in the first of a twi-night doubleheader, a day-night doubleheader, that is. Atlanta 1-0 over St. Louis in that nightcap. Cubs beat Miami 2-0 in a shutout. Milwaukee tops the Rockies 7-6. The Giants pound the Phillies 11-2 the final. Padres take care of the Cincinnati Reds 3-2, while the L.A. Dodgers beat the Snakes 9-8 over the Diamondbacks. Olympic news, weightlifter Laurel Hubbard will be the first transgender athlete to compete at the Olympics this year. Hubbard is among five athletes confirmed on New Zealand's weightlifting team for the Tokyo Games. The man who is living as a female will also be the oldest weightlifter at the Games, and Hubbard will be ranked fourth in the women's heavyweight division when competition kicks off. The Games begin July 23rd. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, or if you're on the go, so are they, at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for today: if you say, "I knew you were going to say that enough," you can start billing people for psychic readings. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.